Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a lawyer, but getting some guy who just watches courtroom dramas.
How does the defendant plead?
Guilty.
Wait, what?
Also, objection.
You object to what?
Erroneous.
Counsel, approach the bench.
Hey, can I get a whack at the gavel?
You wouldn't settle for just any lawyer, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Who is this?
Don't you love it?
Boy, this is awful.
It's great.
Rest in peace, Biz Markie. They're all dying.
Son of a bitch!
He's got a good finish.
Remember they sing this for Testaverde? Vinny and the Jets.
This is actually on the Beastie Boys anthology album. That's them playing the Beastie Boys. I think that's Ad Rock on piano. Mm. Now, I don't know who's playing the piano, but that's on their album.
Probably Michael Diamond.
Biz Markie.
God. At least it's not the other song.
Oh, yeah. Well.
That damn song.
Yeah, but we were talking yesterday. Boy, did you get some heat yesterday after the show? Apparently, we have some big Afro Man fans.
Oh, yeah.
Who did not take... They took offense to us saying that he was a one-hit wonder. I mean...
It's not a bad thing.
No. I mean...
At least you have a hit. Some people never do.
Look at Psy. You know, that guy.
That's how you say it?
Yeah, the ones... Well, at first, I thought it was short for pussy. But it's PSI, like psychology, I guess.
Like, okay.
He did the...
That's how you say that word now.
Doing gambling style or whatever. Gingham.
Gig'em.
Gig'em?
Yeah.
Gig'em style.
He's from, Texas A&M fan.
Aggies.
Well, I mean, look, he'll either play a crowd of 20 or 30,000 like he did this past weekend.
Yeah.
Hey, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Like, you ever think, like, and I'm just, having fun with this. I don't think the guy probably even really does drugs.
Sorry, they're hard to get.
But what if he's like, Hank's like, man, I'm coming to Upstate. Can you get me some of that good smoke? He's like, I'm not even booked, Hank. What if I got you on the show?
Oh, God.
Put you on the country music show, Afro Man.
All right.
Bring the smoke.
I got a feeling Hank would put you on the show just to get some extra hands, some help.
Yeah.
The minimal effort he does the best in his eye.
Which is evident. So good.
You know what? I ain't joining on that. I'd like to see him in concert again. It was fun.
Afro Man.
No. No, I mean, again, for those of you that behold Afro Man, first off, if it was Afro Woman, would you care?
It was back in the day when it was such a thing, and I don't know which one they played at, Magnolia Street or the other one.
I saw him at Ground Zero, and it's just one guy.
Ground Zero.
Yeah. You said Hank Jr. He better play Monday Night Football.
I'm sure he didn't.
That's what I want to hear, man. Get ready.
Yeah. Like if you go see Tesh, you want to hear Round Ball Rock. All right. This dude is about to lose his mind. Listen to Biz. He's in heaven right now, leading the choir. Jesus loves us.
Yes, I know.
Come on, everybody.
Come on, the Bible tell me so.
Look, it's Ryan Sandberg. Ryan comes to sing with us.
There's Hogan up there.
Well, you know, brother.
Did you see the meme? Hogan is survived by 6 billion brothers.
Oh,
that's a good one,
brother. Brother.
All right, so this is the guy we've told you about. He's maybe the word bullying is too strong, but he's being screwed with at work, and it's gotten to the point where he went to HR, and that's one thing we have to find out. Obviously, I'm not going to ask him where he works, but. HR didn't do anything about it. So if HR does it, you call us. Mm. We won't go, whoop up on them or anything, but we'll let you call them out. So with that said, let's say hello to Bill. Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm not going to ask you how you're doing because I know you're very nervous. Fat boy already told me. I get it. I understand that. It's kind of... I mean, this is where you get your bread buttered. I almost said your bed, but don't put butter on your bed. By the way, you'll slide right out.
Get your bed buttered.
But I mean, this is I don't know. I mean, this is a tough thing. But you got a situation going on at work, and we're glad to have you. No need to be nervous or anything. Yeah. I mean, you're sitting here talking to.
We'll hang up on you if you are.
Talking to three people who haven't shaved in 4 days and haven't done laundry in six, so you're in good company. Everything's fine.
All right. Sounds like my kind of people.
Yeah. So what's going on exactly at work?
Well,
take that deep breath. I know. I hear it. Take that deep breath and just go ahead and tell us everything.
Yeah, I do. I got this situation. Basically, I got a nickname at work, and I'm not too thrilled about it, to be honest with you. And I sure as hell didn't give it to myself.
Okay. Now, this is where, Fatboy, you know the nickname, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I don't see, Bill, when we do these things, I will tell Fatboy, I'll tell the audience, I purposefully don't want to know all the information because I don't want to lead with questioning. I don't know the nickname. So is it can he say it on the radio, Fatboy? Is it like dirty or
No, you can say it on the radio.
Okay. Bill, what's the nickname?
Well, I mean I hate even saying it because I haven't heard it since I was a kid. And then I heard it again when this dude started calling me it, but the nickname is $3 Bill.
Man, that's a loaded nickname. Y'all. Especially we were talking about the 90s earlier. That sounded like something you'd say to somebody in the 90s.
Dude, I really hate to laugh, man, but that's just going to be one that just brings back memories. Like, it's always going to be funny.
And it, I mean,
yeah.
Paige, you get the expression, right? Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, I remember the expression. Queer is a $3 bill. That's, and for the record, I'm not gay.
Okay.
All right, and I don't care if anybody is, but I don't like being called that.
I love when people do that. Everybody does it. Man, I'll tell you what.
Listen here.
Do not let this now. If you want to, you know what? That's your. But for me and my, no, never.
It's always a preface.
Be honest with you though. In today's 2025, like it's probably a little strong. And I mean, also in the 90s, we were like zipped up politically correct too. So you know. If you'd went to the HR about it then, something may have happened. And you did, correct?
Well, no, I mean, I thought about it a lot, actually. But I didn't want to jump to that route straight away. I wanted to solve this peacefully, actually, as possible.
So have you, did you just go to the guy and say, hey, man, would you mind stopping? Or, you know, maybe you want to give us his name and we'll help you come up with something good fire back at him.
Okay.
A peeing contest.
Well, I mean, you know, I have asked him to stop. I told him straight up, I don't like it. And he just laughs, says I'm being too sensitive. Then he says it louder when we're around the crew so everyone hears and they all start chuckling and stuff, you know?
So what made you want to come out public about it? Because you're going to open yourself up to a lot, like your friends hearing it. Like, what made you want to come out?
Well, it was my wife, actually. I told her about it, and she said, you can't just keep letting this happen. Say something, you know? Now, she didn't tell me to call y'all. That was all me. I thought to myself, if I'm going to handle this, you know, there's no better place than the Rise Guys.
I like
that.
Yeah,
man.
So
I like that $3 bill.
What?
Stop.
This serious question though. Like, does everybody at work know that you're married and everything, or is it just one of those things? Like, you haven't given him any reason to make him. It's just because your name is Bill that he calls you $3 bill, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. All right. Now the wife, like, is she? Is she expecting violence out of this? Like, does she say, you go up there and
oh, she's hoping for
make
it.
Make him tote an ass whooping? Or, I mean, or what? What do you think she's... She just wants you to get it over with because you come home griping about it, I guess.
Yeah, I think I just pissing on about it too much.
Plus, I'm assuming your wife didn't find this funny because women, like, usually don't. This is like a guy thing. That,
yeah.
You know.
It's kind of silly.
Oh, sure, yeah. She doesn't find it funny at all anyway. It's not like I... It's not like if I wasn't pissed off about it, she'd be laughing along with everybody, but I think she's just feeling my tension every day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
And this is, you've been working there a while. We won't allude to hell, but you've been there a while, and it's not a bad place to work. I hear good things about that place.
Yep.
So it's one to, you know.
Like, you want to stay there as long as you can.
You want to stay there as long as you can. I get that.
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I like everyone else who works there besides him, and, you know,
yeah.
I'm comfortable where I'm at, except for, you know, the one little nagging situation.
Right. Okay.
You know, if he shortens it to 3DB, that's kind of cool.
3D, you'd be, like, as an athlete, it's very marketable. Yeah.
Like 3DB.
3DB, what's up?
I just
want to be B, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that, too.
Yeah. All right. Hold on a minute, Forrest. Bill, I'm not going to say the name again.
Trace Pesos.
I can understand why you'd be upset about that.
You just keep going.
I thought so. I thought he already went out to HR, but he hasn't with
too.
HR.
I thought that would be an easy fix with HR.
I thought he said he was going, but must have ducked out last minute.
Bucked out, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to bug out.
You don't know if he's coming or going.
Because I can't go around calling you F word for gay people. That would be terrible.
What is that?
You went from 0 to 60 like immediately. You want to work up to it first?
No, you can't.
Maybe call me a dummy or a butthead
anymore.
Maybe a butthead, but you know, you went straight to that one.
For those wondering, the word's friend.
It is.
She's an ally.
I cannot. It's rude.
Okay. Man. Okay. For the textures, you'll just have to Google it. I mean, I got to assume you're one of those 18, 19 year olds, early 20s, which thank you for listening.
You know what's good about this one?
Asking, you know, is this for, oh my gosh. This is the separation of generations. Is this something from a movie? I don't get it.
God.
I mean, maybe that's good, but maybe it's not.
Yeah. It's not something you want to over-explain. You know what?
But like.
And it survived.
Wow.
It was.
So these other ones are saying, so the guy wouldn't do anything unless his wife said to. Sounds like another simp. They spelled simp with a Y, though.
You have to spell it like Simpsonville.
Yeah, where the swingers live.
Yep.
Okay.
His wife doesn't want to hear him come home and complain. Probably.
You know what?
She don't want to be married to a bitch.
That's right.
No, don't say
nobody
that about
does.
Trey. Trey. Why not just call him Trey?
Yeah.
Wow.
What you're probably saying is very accurate, that he's coming home griping about it and whatever. And she's like, look, I'm tired of hearing you talk about everything every day. Come do something about it or whatever.
Exactly. Don't be a... Never mind.
Don't be a B word for
Oh, she's going to call him $3 bitch, and they're going to call him $3 bill.
God, stop.
He's going to catch it from both sides.
No, she's not. She's going to support him until she can't stand it anymore. And then she'll start calling him.
You know why I like this one? Why this one's different?
Why?
Because we're doing the old dude's already on hold.
Well, God, I'm glad you. I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. He knows he's coming on. Now, this took some wrangling to do.
Wow.
But I didn't want to just chance it with a call and then him not answer. Because he was kind of hard to get to when I was trying to verify the number.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, let's just do it this way.
All right,
if we
you
can.
Know that's opening this the door for cuss words.
Yep. Which I say them a lot. So.
Yeah, I do too. I mean,
I could dump as fast as Wyatt Earp can draw. So let's go. I got to wait for the 8 seconds to build back up still.
I didn't know he was much of an artist.
Mother.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. We come back. Bill, that's what we're going to call him. Bill.
Poor Bill.
All right, Bill.
Bill's going to call this guy at work and tell him to quit calling him. Do they work second shift or what?
They're together at work, so I don't know if... They work together. They're not together at work right now.
They're gonna fight at work. Don't do it.
He must be spreading it around. Maybe they're swingers.
Go to a local grocery store parking lot and do it. Don't do it at work.
And don't wear 2 lip rings either.
No, don't do it.
Wear 3 lip rings.
All right. How many lips you got, Dua? All right.
Wow.
Dua Lipa. That translates to 2 lips.
He ain't talking to me.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm bringing out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go. Try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Ciao. Okay, so imagine you're a grown man or a woman at work, and somebody's name calling you. This guy's name is Bill. He claims to be happily married. And I'm not saying that he's not. I'm just saying that he's happily married to a woman.
He might not be if this keeps going.
And, that's the reason why he's doing this today. She told him, like, look, if you got problems with this guy at work and he's calling you this nickname, you need to handle this or quit griping about it. I would assume that's maybe what she said.
You know, the great Mark Henry said, somebody going to get their ass kicked.
Somebody's going to get their wig split.
That's what he should be going off of.
So he's going to tell this guy. I still don't know what the is he going to say, hey, if you don't stop, I'm going to kick your ass? Like, what is the... Or does he just say, look, man, I know I've said this to you at work, but I just want you to know for real, I don't like it.
Is he going to offer any suggestions for new nicknames? Like, what are we doing?
And now also, the guy that he's going to call is already on hold, just doesn't know why.
Yeah.
He's listening to Shine Down right now.
Oh, yeah, because they're coming here in a few weeks.
Are they really?
Yeah. Okay. Bush, Dance Kid Dance Tour.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I'm getting them primed up.
Dance Kid Dance?
Yeah, that's the name of the tour.
Yeah.
It's the newest Shinedown song, right? Plus, Bush has got some new music they're going to play.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
So you've been keeping up.
Yeah.
To the ground. Okay. Fatboy, you tell me how to do this as far as, you know.
So we got Bill now. We'll just do the normal switch.
Okay.
Here shortly. I
don't
know if you want to eat like last minute with Bill, right, real quick. Or just kind of wanted to make sure he was good to go.
Well, we got to ask him. Well, we're not calling the other guy. The guy's already on hold, so we don't have to ask him that. Well, right. We still got it. Bill, you sure you want to do this, right?
Yeah. Let's go, though.
Okay.
All right, so I'll make the switch right now, and then we'll do the.
Okay. You tell me when, because I don't want to say the wrong thing.
One, two.
Good morning. Is this Kyle?
Hey, good morning.
Kyle, so this is The Rise Guys. You now know that. You knew you were going to be on our show today. You just did not know why you were going to be on this show. So are you ready to find out why?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been sitting here trying to figure out, you know, if I borrowed money or if I slept with someone's cousin.
Well, you did both of those. I mean, this is going to be a longer show. So.
Yeah. No, it's this is about something that happened at your work, and I would like to tell you, and then also this person we're about to speak with, please, for the love of all that is sacred, do not say where you work. I'm just going to turn it over to your coworker, Bill. Bill,
oh.
Bill, you're on with Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. Look, man.
Hey, man.
I wanted to talk to you about something that's been bugging me.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, what is it?
All right. I want you to stop calling me $3 Bill.
What? This is what this is about? Are you serious?
Yeah, I've told you before that I don't like it. I don't think it's funny. It's not just some harmless nickname. It's insulting.
It's a joke, man. You're acting like I spray painted it on your truck or something. Like, it's not even like that.
But, I mean, to be fair, though, he says you say it all the time, and he says he asked you to stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I figured it was just, you know, I figured he was just being soft, you know, like we all joke around. I didn't even think it was that serious. I mean, I never said he couldn't give me a nickname.
I mean, you got to admit, $3 Bill comes with some baggage. I mean, that's not exactly safe for work, by today's standards at least.
That nickname.
I guess it depends on where you work, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
your name's Fat Boy. I wouldn't be able to call you that if we weren't at BMW, probably.
No. We can do it here, but I mean, that's probably it.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what's going on. Did someone put you up to this, or did someone, I don't know, where's this all coming from now?
That's funny you say that.
Yeah, actually, his wife did.
Well, thanks for that. I mean, she didn't tell me to come on here.
True.
Yeah, but I told her about it, and she said I needed to handle it, so.
So, okay, so you're out here taking nicknames advice from your wife?
Yes.
Oh, buddy, this just keeps getting better.
But, I mean, Kyle, I don't know if you're married or not, but if you are, you don't listen to your wife. You got to see where he's coming from here, right? I don't know.
Single life, happy life.
I mean, plus, if she told you to stop calling somebody $3 Bill, you probably would, or at least you'd lie to her and tell her that you would.
Right.
I mean, all right. But
he's
going
to go to HR,
really,
though, right?
Yeah, I mean, Bill, HR, you said you were going to go to HR.
I said I would if it didn't stop. I don't want to, but I'm not going to keep being the butt of the joke every day.
You should have said butt.
Man, you're acting like I gave you a wedgie or, you know, locked you in a locker or something, bro.
Sometimes, I mean,
it sounds like it.
It's, I don't know. I mean, if he says it bothers him, you know, that should be enough, I suppose.
Especially when it's the repetition, like it's over and over.
All right, guys, listen, everyone. All right, fine. I won't call you $3 bill anymore. But I got other options, you know. What about what about Buffalo Bill or Big Ugly Bill? I mean, you get to pick, buddy. They're just funny.
No,
they're hilarious.
I pick none. Just call me Bill.
Big Ugly is terrible.
All right, well, you can pretend that's the end of this, but let me just say something real quick.
Yeah.
Go to HR Bill. You know, nobody's gonna trust you at work anymore. You're gonna look like a little rat. You want to be a little office rat. You want to be walking around. Everybody's always thinking, oh, there goes, you know.
Yeah.
There he goes again to HR.
Yeah. I see what you're doing there. I see what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, I'm serious, guys. I mean, people already feel like they got to tippy toe around every little thing. Now they got to be watching what they say every time you walk into the break room. I mean, what do you think is going to make things better?
No, I didn't think about it like that.
Yeah, well, clearly, you know, and let me ask you this, you know, does David know you went on the radio and aired all of this?
Don't say no.
I didn't say the company name.
Don't say any last names.
Don't
please.
Even say where you live.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, well, it doesn't really matter, though, because if he hears this or someone from corporate hears this, they're going to know exactly, you know, who we're talking about. And when David finds out you pretty much dragged this on the radio, he's going to be pissed at both of us.
But he
didn't say where you work? I don't know, man. I mean, and not to mention the fact that you did this on the radio knowing you were going to be on vacation this week. So now you're dropping this bomb on me and I won't even see you for a week. I mean, what is that, buddy? I mean, come on.
That is a twist, Bill, that you waited to be on vacation.
Yeah, you're flipping this on him. Because I said right before I said, are they working second shift? Or are they at work at the same time? Like, that's going to be freaking weird.
I just don't see why you guys can't be cool about it and not call each other names.
I mean, I'm telling him the truth, not the radio version, the real one. You know, there's consequences to this kind of stuff. You know, he's calling me and he's complaining that I'm calling him names. You know, he wanted to come on here and make a point. Well, now he's got one.
Look, I didn't mean to stir up a mess. I just want it to stop.
You might have stirred up more than you bargained for, buddy, you know? I'd think real hard before this goes any further.
But
that's a threat.
Yeah, very much so.
I mean, come on.
There's
no winning here.
Bill's getting worse.
Yeah, I thought we were cool. I thought it was nothing but a nickname, but now he's out here calling the radio, and now he's going to go to HR. I don't even want to work with someone like that. No one wants to work around him. They're going to be tippy-toeing him. You know, once everyone finds out, no one's even going to want to talk to him anymore. They're going to be calling him more than just that.
Dude, he's
more
gone.
Than just nicknames.
Yeah. Bill hung up.
Oh, Kyle, calm down.
$3 Bill hung up.
Oh, he's gone.
He goes. $3 Bill, always making a big deal about nothing. That's why he got no friends in the office.
God, this started out fun, man, but you kind of, like, gaslit the hell out of
me. This is why nobody wants to sit with him in the office. Every time he's there, we all kind of, you know, scrunch together. Like, there's no room in this table. Sit somewhere else. $3 Bill. There goes $3 Bill.
Oh, my God.
And it all started because, you know, he's always going to the break room and getting his little snacks there from the vending machine. So $3 Bill, there you go.
Wait, I don't get that reference. Because he's easy. All right.
I mean, are nicknames even supposed to make any sense?
Generally.
I don't even know anymore. You might be the last dude that gives nicknames at work.
I know. We do it, but just not to their face.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll tell you what, when he comes back from vacation, we're going to do an office prank on him now.
Now, see, what if corporate's
listening?
We're going to numb lock his keyboards. We're going to put glue under his mouse. We're going to do a bunch of stuff. He likes cockroaches? Well, he's going to find cockroaches in his cubicle.
Oh, my God.
God, hang on, man. You got to glue his mouse to
I work at the wrong place.
God bless.
Can I job shadow for a day?
I know. I want to sit all of you down and go, is this the way we should be behaving at work?
So I want to say this, Fatboy. If you scroll down to that second page of text right there,
yeah,
there's several people that know that know exactly who both of these dudes are that worked at the same place. Y'all are nuts.
I kind
of
want to go by
that's
there
a
now.
Good, that's a good job. Like, y'all better look past that, man.
You're both going to get axed. Kyle, well, you know, Kyle before Bill. Bill's got a valid complaint.
I mean, something there, I don't want to, like, manifest this or anything, but, like, that when Bill seems like the kind of guy that's, like,
yeah,
fractured. Like, you don't want to catch him on the wrong day kind of thing.
He's like, where's all this animosity coming from? What do I do? All I want to do is go to work, and I got to hear this childish stuff. And honestly, it would get on my nerves.
You don't want this to push him to a dark place.
And see, now, boy, I'm telling you, y'all, government reads your texts. Everybody does.
Because he was getting worked. Kyle was working him hard. He was gaslighting him hard, bro.
Like, I'll just read this. Don't kill the messenger. Bill should call ICE on Kyle.
Jeez.
What?
Like, I didn't even... first of all, his name's Kyle. I don't know. Yeah. And that is, secondly, golly bum, man. Dude, a bunch of people. Bunch of people know exactly where... All right.
This is the type of situation when corporate finds out, they're like, you know what? We'll just be done with both
of
you.
But they never even said any alluding to where they worked.
I just wanted
to know. The one guy, Kyle, the bully, he's the one who said the boss's name.
Yeah. So they're going to hear it and be like, you know what?
I want them in someone's office today. See, well, he's on vacation.
She wants blood. That's true. Bill's on vacation.
Yeah.
$3 bill.
You see, that's where I have to say, like, that was... I don't know. Is it a bitch move that he did it when he was not going to be there? Or is it good that he did it? Because if he did it and then they went to work today or tomorrow, whenever, then they're going to, like...
I'd say it's good that he did it this way. Maybe cooler heads prevail and he comes back to an apology.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he comes back to Kyle being fired.
I mean, why you're taking company time to be little bitch boys, you know? And I think it's annoying.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to your calls. 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093. Good morning.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a best man speech, but getting one from some random plus one.
I am honored to be standing here today, also confused and a little hungry. Does anyone want to switch entrees? Pretty sure I checked beef.
You wouldn't settle for just any speech, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
Morning show. Rise, guys.
I'll read you a couple texts here, and then we're going to get some phone calls about Bill and Kyle.
Hey, Kyle.
This one said, Bill's a grown man. If a nickname bugs you that much, go to HR and deal with it face to face. Don't ambush the dude on the air while you're on vacation. That's weak sauce. You just nuked your own reputation. That's from Crystal.
Oh, wow.
Not Crystal. Maybe he wanted us to help.
And hold on, one more I highlighted.
You was named after a sandwich. Crystal?
Oh, yeah. Kyle's acting like Bill tattletale to the teacher. Dude, grow up. It's a workplace, not a middle school. You had your chance to stop. I do give Bill credit for standing up for himself. Every guy would have gone on the radio to say that's enough, and that took guts. I don't know that I wouldn't go that far with it. I don't know that it, I don't know. I'm not saying that that took balls, though. I think the bigger balls is saying it in person. I mean, I appreciate I hate to use the word content. I mean, I appreciate the fact you wanted to do it on our show, but, like, I don't think that's major balls. I mean, I really don't.
Yeah, I agree. Some stuff you got to go face-to-face at least, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely have to now. I kind of forced his hand, his own hand.
Paige, pick a number between 1 and 3. No, I'm just kidding.
One.
All right, Paige said 1. We're going to go to Brian. Others, hold on. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. You?
I'm good, man. On my way to work.
Thank
Listen, I have to agree with you. Bill should have said it to his face. But either way, Kyle feels like he's part of the cool crowd. And Bill sounds like a mild-mannered man. And I tell you what. Yeah, he says something like, you know, he gets someone the wrong nickname and he's going to find himself in a world of hurt.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I agree with that because he hung up and now, you know, his wife's like, you know, all right, honey, let's go down to the pool now. He's on vacation.
Are you Superman?
Are you flying in the air right now in like an F-16, Brian?
No, okay. I'm in a Jeep, a soft top Jeep on my way to work.
Okay, nice. So, you know, his wife's going to be like, so how did that go, you know? And then he's going to be like, oh, nothing, I hung up. She's going to call him a puss the rest of their vacation.
Probably, yeah.
Kyle might be the boisterous kind of work that kind of annoys people. Like, okay, man, we get it.
Yeah, either you go with it or get out, you know, and that's just annoying.
The face, it can turn ugly a lot quicker, right? If you do it over the phone, I guess there's no chance of harm. But, you know, and like I said, Bill seems like a real mild-mannered guy. And he's probably a little intimidated. But Kyle knows it. You know, Kyle's a little bit of a bully, like you said, Matt. And, you know, he's just taking advantage of it.
Yep, you're right.
All right, $3, Brian.
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's soft top Brian.
Soft top Brian.
Soft top Brian.
That's a good one.
All right, see Brian.
Right.
See man.
Thank
soft,
you, man.
Soft top Brian.
That doesn't sound good either.
You know, well, them hard top Jeeps, though, those are a pain in the ass.
I've never.
You know, like
done
old
that.
CJ5s or whatever you got.
My buddy had one, man, and it was like
how hard.
It was great to take them off and ride around with
but
it.
Putting
but,
them back on,
oh,
is a bitch.
God.
Yeah. My buddy Corey had one. His gas gauge didn't work either. He had to guess how much gas he had.
That's good
not
Lord.
Cool.
Yeah. His wife made him stop talking to his friends. So I don't know what happened there.
Well, y'all just. women do rule the world. Beyonce was right.
Well, we bring you into it. We can take you out. That's what you're
saying. See, that's a thinly veiled murder threat.
I know.
Let's go to Chers. Oh, no, this is Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey, man. How are you?
Whoa.
How are you doing?
Are you in an elephant's butthole, by chance?
No.
No, I know. We talked to him before. He was working in a kitchen. Last time.
Oh, you're the one that dropped all those plates?
No, I'm still at the Greek wedding.
No, that's what
that's
it was.
That's what it was.
Yeah
we said you're because we heard all those plates.
I'm still here.
Oh, cheers.
Nice. Well, Havanagia.
No, you know, no, I think beer is like the biggest piss that there's ever been. I mean, you know, really, I mean, that's, in my opinion, that's what's wrong with society today. Is, I mean, we've just, it's just a society of weak men. I mean, you know, so what that he called him a name? He's going to go to HR and jeopardize, you know, both of their jobs, how they provide for their families. I mean, that's ridiculous to me.
Serious question, though, Chris.
You're right.
If no, seriously, if you were in $3 shoes and
$3.
And you know, some guy was doing this, like, it's a good job. I'm not going to say where, but it's a good job. It's a nice job to keep. You also don't want to, I understand you don't want to go to HR, then you seem like you're problematic, blah, blah, blah. But then what is he supposed to do? Just kick his ass and then lose the job too?
No. I mean, you know, put it right back on him. I mean, tell Kyle, say, you know, look, Juan Valdez, you know, I'm tired of hearing it. Go pick some coffee beans.
I did not pick up on that. I am not good at that anymore.
Well, people are giving Kyle his taste of his own medicine.
Wow.
Even Chers.
Yeah. That's Chris.
That's not the way we wanted this to go.
No. All right, Chris. Thank you, sir. You have a good morning.
Thank you, Don.
All right. See you, brother.
Thank you, baby.
Man. You know,
get out of that wedding.
Thank you, baby.
I've never seen the. Look at your screen right now and tell me, have you ever seen, and I'm spelling this for the dumb kids, P-U-S-S as much as you have on the screen is right now.
Well, that's actually what Chris said when he called, but he didn't want to say it on the air, which I get it.
Puss?
He said he might be the biggest one I've ever heard.
Like, yeah, but, okay, you're a wuss then, you know? It's like,
wuss.
I could say, couldn't say damn at home, but I could say darn. As long as I take that damn out and put an R in darn, dadgummit. That's a sweet way of saying GD, and you know it is. You know it. Dad burn it. Dad blame it. That's all them.
Bobby Bowden said it, you know, dad gum forever. You know what he meant.
You know what he meant.
Yeah.
You know what? They wanted to really call Mother Fletcher's at Myrtle Beach, too. Oh. They wouldn't allow it. They would not.
If I call you peace lips, you know what I really mean.
Yeah. If I called you, you think, oh, you're talking about me drinking wine all the time. But no, when I called you a cork soaker, I meant something totally different.
Yep.
It has nothing to do with wine, you even though catch you are a lush. Talking to you, Paige.
Hooters from hell.
I drink champagne.
Oh, hang on now. Well, Pappy Van Winkle over here. Little Shandon.
Prosecco.
Is that the one with the foot on it?
That's barefoot.
Is that the good one?
No.
Yeah, $5 is what I got for wine. So,
you get you a swaller.
So I'm gonna spend on
you
it.
You get a shot of wine downtown Greenville.
I go to the farm of Le Boons.
Bye bye.
I like.
No, thank you.
At my winery, there's a very, it's a very mad dog there. But he's got 20/20 vision.
20/20.
I'm gonna call my buddies Mogan and David.
I don't want to vomit. No,
listen,
no
here, Ospa Spumante.
No offense.
Reuniti?
No.
What are you working on in your box of wine, Franzi?
Oh, no, not even. That would make me vomit. We're going to talk about bad daddies or bad mommies.
See, next. I don't know how you mean it, because the way you said it was kind of hot just now. But I know you didn't mean it that way.
Isn't that a barbecue restaurant in town?
Bad daddies?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is
bad daddies? Bad, are you, okay, so are we talking about fathers who are not good to their kids? Or are we talking about, because women, when women say daddies now, like,
oh yeah,
I hate to even say, because I called my dad a daddy. I mean, it was my daddy. Yeah. My daddy. Daddy means like,
I mean, you
some
get
old rich dude who's wanting to, you know,
yeah,
plug and play.
When I'm saying spank me daddy, it's not what we're going to be talking about. Why are you looking at me like that?
I mean, it's kind of hot and weird at the same time, but I'm here for it.
Yeah, but don't call me daddy while you do it, though. That's weird. Call me grandpa.
Pappy Matt.
Every morning.
With Fat Man.
If you don't smile right now.
Fat Boy.
On how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.